When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet.
With your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. It's time to answer your mailbag questions. And so for that, we bring in our friend who is the editor over at JetNation.com, Mr. Glenn Naughton. So let's jump right back into the mailbag. Next question comes in from DMR Mets. He says, let's say you guys were Bizarro Joe Douglas and your job was to draft the person that you knew would drive the Jets fan base the most crazy. Not that it's a bad player or a bad pick necessarily, but the player that would anger the fans the most if you took them at number 10, who would it be? This is a great question. I don't know if I could give you a specific player, but I'll give you something in the realm of that. I would say that somebody like Dallas Turner or Laiatu Latu, a pass rusher at number 10, would drive people up a wall. You could go with corner two, but I suppose you could at least try to make the argument that the Jets would be staying a year ahead in that particular situation. With pass rusher, they've invested so heavily, and they let Bryce Huff go. They went out, they got Hassan Reddick in a trade. They drafted Jermaine Johnson and Will McDonald back-to-back years. It's funny because Jets fans were screaming for an edge rusher for like 20 years, and now I think Jets fans are overdosed on the edge rusher stuff. So I think whether it's Turner or Latu or Jared Verse or somebody like that, that would be the pick that would drive Jets fans the most crazy at this point.
I think it's Latu hands down, because not only is he an edge rusher, but he's an edge rusher with serious medical concerns.
Mm-hmm.
So like, not only are we going to get another edge guy, we're going to leave Jared Verse and Dallas Turner on the board and take this guy who had to medically retire a couple of years ago and roll the dice. So it's sort of like a doubling down given the number of injuries this team has dealt with in recent years. I couldn't imagine them saying we're taking an injury-prone pass rusher with the 10th pick.
Next question comes in from Kevin Hughes. He says, if the Jets make it to the Super Bowl at some point, will you be attending the game? I've already told my wife we're going regardless of prior obligations. Keep up the great content, guys. If the Jets make the Super Bowl, I am going to do everything I can to find a way to go to that game. I will work every connection I have, and worst case scenario, I will bite the bullet and pay an insane amount of money to go to the game. It's one of those things that I've waited my entire life to see. It's probably a once-in-a-lifetime experience if it happens, or it certainly could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience. You just never know how often the team you root for is going to reach a championship. the outliers are teams like the Chiefs and the Patriots. That's not normally how it goes. So I would do everything I could to be in the building for that. I know that people have said it's more fun to watch on TV or you'd have to sit in the nosebleeds or whatever, but to me it's the experience of being there live with the crowd on that momentous occasion. I would have to try to find a way to be a part of it.
You know, I've gone back and forth on this over the years, Scott, and I think my final verdict is I would have to watch it in a room with a couple of select fellow Jets fans. and I couldn't imagine going to try to enjoy a Jets Super Bowl and you end up sitting next to a group of people rooting for the other team and you lose the game or you're not like I would go nuts if I'm watching the Jets in the Super Bowl and I have to hear people cheering when the Jets are making mistakes or the other team is scoring. I'd have to leave. So I'm like, give me a chair, dark room, television, few of my best friends. That's how I'm watching if they ever make it to the Super Bowl. Not putting myself in a public place where there's a chance that my time is going to be ruined by other fans. I just not wouldn't be worth it to me.
Glenn, unfortunately, the experience you just described is all too common at MetLife Stadium, or at least it has been over the last decade. Yeah. Where
and that's it. And it's miserable. I've been there. Yeah. I couldn't imagine if it was a Super Bowl, right?
I hear you, but to me, just being able to be there in person is something that I don't like.
And listen, I hope the day comes when I have to make that decision, because if I were in position financially to go, I'd probably say, screw it, I'm going. Like, this is the Jets and the Super Bowl. I might. But over the years, as every time I've thought about it, and probably mostly when I've been at MetLife, and I've been sitting in, you know, I remember specifically years ago when they were playing the Commanders, the then Redskins. And just like a specifically sort of boisterous crowd. And I think I remember it well because the Jets came back and won that game and they quieted down and you always enjoy that. But I just remember thinking, Jesus, if this was a big game and I was having to sit next to these people, I literally would have to leave because it would ruin my time that much. But listen, Super Bowl, maybe just suck it up. And like you said, once in a lifetime experience, we've been waiting our whole lives for that opportunity. Maybe I would go.
Glenn, if the Jets make the Super Bowl, maybe we can find a way to sit together. We'll get a bunch of people so that it would be impossible for us to be surrounded by fans of the other team. We'll insulate ourselves. Maybe we'll do that.
That I wonder, there's got to be websites that sell, you know, again, you're looking at 10 grand a ticket or whatever, but you might be able to get a block of like, you know, each team's fans. I don't know, but that would be ideal. That'd be perfect world.
Glenn, this is what we call a rich man's problem or a first world problem because the Jets would have to make the Super Bowl first before we start worrying about this stuff.
Exactly.
Next question comes in from John McAnally. He asks, the Reddick trade included a potential 2026 second rounder. Do you think that's an indication that the Jets have a trade partner already lined up for this year and that trade includes the Jets 2025 second rounder? And then he posts that picture from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia of Charlie Day with all the charts and the conspiracy and all of that.
Conspiracy theories, yes.
I don't think the Jets have any trades lined up where their 2025 second rounder would be in play. However, I'm sure that the fact that the Jets know they don't have a second rounder in 2024 and that if they want to make some sort of trade, they're going to need that 2025 second rounder as part of it. That was part of why they were motivated to keep their 2025 second rounder, because theoretically, if they wanted to move up in the first round or move into the second round, that's a pick they might want to try to play with. So I would imagine that while they don't have anything lined up, they did realize that they probably need to keep that pick in case they want to use it for some sort of move.
Yeah, that's I've wondered about, you know, multiple moves that, you know, we talked earlier about the tackles. And I think, do they have something, you know, have they talked to Donovan Smith and said, look, let us see how the draft goes and then we'll make you an offer if we don't get a guy. And same thing with trades, you know, and you hear this, like teams lay the groundwork for deals before the draft and they call and say, if your guy is there or if your guy isn't there, are you willing to move up or down or whatever? And that could be the case, but it's one of those unknowable things at this point. But I don't think you should rule out the possibility. Whether there's something in place now or not won't change what could happen on draft day if the right player becomes available in the right spot. I think the Jets would be willing to part with future assets to get as many hands on deck now as possible.
Next question comes in from Nate at Simi 1973. He says, do the Jets really need to trade down for more picks? Realistically, how many open roster spots do they have to give to rookies anyway? Also, am I crazy for thinking that Troy Fatanu would be a better fit for the Jets than Joe Alt, considering the fact that Fatanu can probably play guard and tackle, and I'm not sure that Alt could, especially for 2024. So we'll start with the first part of this. As far as acquiring more picks, it's not that they need more picks, it's that they need a second round pick or another first round pick. They need a high caliber pick because you'd like to see them add more than one premium player in this draft. Now, you could still do that in the third round. They have a high third round pick. It's not impossible. But getting a second round pick or another first round pick in a draft that's pretty loaded on the offensive line and at wide receiver would allow you to potentially get somebody like, say, Cooper Beebe, who could be a really good long-term starter on the offensive line, or Malachi Corley, who could be a dynamic weapon for the Jets going forward. I don't think guys like that will necessarily be around in the third round. That's not to say you can't get a good player in the third round at number 72, one of those positions, but I think that's why people would like to see the Jets get an extra second round pick to make up for the second rounder that the Jets lost in the Aaron Rodgers trade. As far as Fontanu versus Joe Alt, I do think Joe Alt is the better player. But like you said, the positional flexibility has to play in here because you're also looking at 2024. But this is where what Mel Kiper Jr. said the other day makes sense to me. If you're going to take somebody like Fontanu or Fuaga, to me, the move is if you can do it, trade back. If you can get a second round pick, you can then use it on a playmaker that you think could come in right away. Somebody like a Ladd McConkey or Malachi Corley, who I mentioned before. There are other receivers that you could talk about in that vein as well. And then you could grab Fatanu or Fuaga, who could theoretically compete right away for the starting guard spot that John Simpson occupies, because Simpson's really only an average-ish starter. And then they could possibly be your long-term answer at tackle as well. Alt is a tackle, and you would love to have him, obviously, but it's a different story if you get him. And also, of course, you can't trade down and get Joe Alt. So if you take Joe Alt, you either have to trade for him or hope that he falls to you at number 10. So I think Alt's the better player, but in terms of what the Jets need right now and what could be accomplished, I think you could make the case that trading down, getting that extra pick, and getting Fatanu or Fuaga might be preferable to getting Joe Alt, although neither one would be a bad result because I think Joe Alt's going to be a really good tackle for a long time. So interesting theoretical there, but you could twist my arm either way given the Jets' current circumstances and what a trade down could possibly mean, as opposed to either having to trade up for Alt or sit at 10 and hope that he falls there.
Yeah, I think it's a good question. I had a similar thought the other day as I was, you know, contemplating, you know, you see these rumors, these, you know, with Daniel Jeremiah saying maybe the Jets trade up, which I'm generally against giving up, you know, picks this year when you need as many guys as possible. But I had that exact thought. I thought you look up and down the starting 22, there's not a ton of spots that are open, but at the same time, there are places where you can upgrade. So trading up to me would be perfectly acceptable. But as would trading down, I asked someone the question the other day, Scott, given the depth in this class at tackle, at receiver, you know, we've had the conversation about how far down are you willing to go? Are you willing to go to the 15th pick, the 18th pick, the 20th pick? And I think to myself, what if you drop down to 24, which sounds like a nightmare on the surface. But if you look at the talent, if you were to get, you know, 24 and then a pick somewhere in the 40s or 50s, you now have three picks in the top, 72? You might get three starters. And to me, three starters is more valuable than one, you know, or three above average starters is better than one really good one. So it's something I didn't think I would entertain. But again, looking at the depth, looking at the fact you might get a starting tackle in the 20s, you will get a starting receiver in the 40s, and you can probably get another really good player in the 70s. So the Jets don't have a ton of holes to fill, but I think if the opportunity comes up to move down and add one or two picks, whether they trade down to 14 or 20 or 25, whatever it may be, I'd be on board with it because this is a deep class at a lot of spots where the Jets need help. And I think that not having that second rounder, man, it really stings. And I'll tell you what, on draft day, when the Packers are making that pick with the pick that did belong to the Jets, that's going to be pretty frustrating because essentially, you know, they got four snaps out of Aaron Rodgers this year and didn't do enough to protect themselves in that trade to avoid losing a second round pick for four snaps.
I don't want to relitigate the Aaron Rodgers trade, but suffice to say, you and I talked about how while we certainly were happy with the Jets getting Aaron Rodgers, the Jets had all the leverage and decided not to exercise it. They could have gotten Rodgers for a lot less because the Packers were backed into a corner, but I don't want to get into that again. What I do want to get into is the question from Dan Doyle, which is, do we prefer bacon crispy or floppy? I'm a crispy guy. I like crispy bacon because I know it's cooked properly, and that's how I like my bacon, especially if I'm putting it in my eggs. Eggs, cheese, bacon, I want the crispy bacon. That's where I'm at with bacon.
Yeah, this may surprise some people, but coming from me being a fat guy, not a huge bacon guy. But I will say, when I do have it, it's got to be crispy. I actually, a year or so ago, was on a big bacon kick. I was making it a few times a week. And cooking it where it's just crisp, really just perfectly. And floppy bacon to me is disgusting. I think that might be why I don't like it. I think when I was younger, a lot of restaurants would serve it that way. I was like, why are you eating a pile of mushy grease? But crispy bacon, it's got to be that way.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Scott or T. He says, if Roma Dunze and Brock Bowers are both on the board at number 10, who are the Jets taking and who would you take? So this is an interesting one because I think the odds of both of them being on the board are not very good. If you're a Jets fan, you want at least one of them to be on the board. The only way it happens probably is if you have the four quarterbacks go in the top five or six, and then somebody else ends up going higher than you expected. Right now, there's buzz that the Raiders could be in on Michael Penix Jr. If the Denver Broncos like Penix Jr. too, and the Vikings aren't able to make a move up to get a quarterback in the top five or six, there could be an intense competition to move ahead of the Jets and grab Penix if that's where this goes. If that happens, that could push some players down, and maybe Odunze and Bowers do end up on the board at number 10. But for this theoretical, who would the Jets take? I honestly don't know. I think it's a toss-up, and who would I take? Also a toss-up. I guess I would slightly lean towards Bowers because I think he's the better player, but I think Odunze is really good, and as we discussed before, he plays a premium position, and you'd be getting more value with a wide receiver, even though Bowers isn't a traditional tight end. So you could convince me to go either way. I'll say this. If the Jets walk away with Odunze or Bowers at number 10, or they trade down for somebody like Brian Thomas Jr. in the teens, I'll be happy.
Yeah, there's no wrong answer to this one. You'd be happy to get Bowers or Odunze, but I've made it clear at this point, Bowers is my top guy outside of Marvin Harrison Jr. I love the not just the ability, but the versatility, the fact you can line that guy up anywhere in the formation, you know, no matter who the OC is. Look, Nate Hackett's not going to be here forever. Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be here forever. But, you know, you hope the next OC, the next head coach, you hope they have an idea what they're doing. And if you get someone who does, I think Bowers is going to be able to be a special player.
Next question comes in from Fergus Obi-Wan. He asks, what does the Jets front office and coaching staff look like next year if A, the Jets were to make the playoffs and lose the first game, B, they were to make the AFC Championship game, C, they were able to make the Super Bowl? I think basically it would look the same in all three scenarios. The only difference is if the Jets get to the Super Bowl, there's an outside chance that Jeff Ulbrich would get a head coaching job and they'd need a new defensive coordinator. I assume they would promote from within. That was always the 49er way, so I assume that's what the Jets would do as well. But I still am not convinced that Jeff Ulbrich's going to get a head coaching job no matter what happens. The league seems to be trending more towards offensive guys and young offensive guys at that. Jeff Ulbrich's a guy who's getting older. He's a defensive guy. He's also a coordinator on a team that has a defensive head coach, so there's always questions with that. So it's possible if they went to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game that maybe Ulbrich leaves. But other than that, I think what probably happens is if the Jets make the playoffs and lose the first game, there's an extension for Joe Douglas. There might be an extension for Robert Saleh as well. But if they make the AFC Championship game or make the Super Bowl, I think they both get extensions. And I think mostly the coaching staff and front office would remain unchanged, except for the usual turnover that you see with any successful organization. Because if they were to get that far, the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl, you would be looking at a team that many would think organizationally is on the upswing.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I think a playoff appearance saves everybody's job. I don't think, you know, as you said, some guys will go and that's fine. That's to be expected. But I don't think this team has to make a deep playoff run for everyone to return. I think they've been bad for a long time. I think that they've had, you know, a lot of things not go their way. And, you know, I've talked about this before. I think they've added a lot of really good players who haven't been able to play because of the injuries. And I think so. Yeah, if it works out. You know, I go back to this time last year, or, you know, last year of the preseason. This team was literally, you know, what, seventh or eighth in the NFL in Super Bowl odds. Like, and again, that Vegas doesn't have a preference. Vegas isn't playing favorites. Vegas is just looking what's in front of them. And this was a team that people legitimately thought was at the very least a playoff team, likely some playoff wins, possibly a Super Bowl roster. When you put that together, I'm not firing a guy because 16 guys got hurt. You know what I mean? It's not a matter of did we assemble a talented team. It's did we have ridiculously bad luck and have a ton of key guys get hurt. That's what happened. If that happens again this year, maybe you do move on. But again, I just struggle with in any job, like holding people accountable for things they have no control over. So I think especially, yeah, I think a playoff appearance saves everyone's job and their back. Super Bowl appearance, and we're all losing our minds anyway.
Glenn Naughton, editor, JetNation.com. Thanks so much for coming on and answering some mailbag questions with me. Really appreciate it. Make sure you check out everything Glenn's doing. Follow him on Twitter at JNRadio_Glenn. Listen to him on Jet Nation Radio. Make sure you check out everything we're doing, too. The Play Like a Jet YouTube channel is back, and we are pumping videos out. Luke Grant, the Thunder from Down Under, has a brand new review up of Brock Bowers, the outstanding tight end from the University of Georgia, Rome Odunze, the standout wide receiver from the University of Washington, And staying in the Pac-12, Talaiz Fuaga, the offensive lineman from Oregon State. You can watch all those videos and more, youtube.com/playlikeajet. Visit our store, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. We've got shirts, mugs, hoodies. It's all there, teepublic.com. That's teepublic.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.